I learned a lot from reading the Jim Crow book. And one example that comes to mind, like you said, you had to pretend not to read, this very well-educated gentleman, I don't remember his name, African-American fellow, him and one of his friends got in trouble with the police. And his immediate reaction was to act like the cartoon. He acted very much so out of character. He acted ignorant. He didn't speak the way he normally would speak. And I understand that's how it was, but for my generation, it's very confusing.
Well, you gotta know when and when not to. You're just savvy to that. We were laughing about this fellow. We were at Tuskegee, and he went over to talk to some senior citizens, and his whole demeanor changed. His whole language expressions changed. You know, to speak to those ladies as they would understand him. Then when he came back over to talk to us, he went back to his college professor talk. Everybody does it. You just know when and when not to, and especially for black men. Because it's been a trying time in Florida. I raised three young men, and it's been hard. It's not easy. My guys were just coming home, tending to their business. They got pulled by the police and pulled out of the car and everything, not bothering a soul. I have a case right now that I don't think I'm going to go on it, but I've talked to the family. They live over in Jacksonville. Their son was killed in 98 between Fernandina Beach and Jacksonville. He was sitting in the back seat of the car. And when the policeman put the lights on the guys, the fellow that was driving the car sped up instead of stopping. And they put 40 bullets in the back of this young man who was sitting in the back seat. His parents have come to me and asked me if I would work with them on a case, because they're going to bring that case back up in Florida. The policeman did not get any time. It was considered they were doing their duty. They were doing their duty. And the father and I, we just met about 2 weeks ago on that case. There's so many cases in Florida that need to be dealt with. And the father now has the money, and I think he's got the right attorneys. So after a while, we're going to hear about that case, too. It needs to be brought up. The kid was 17 years old. The guy who was driving the car was nervous. He got scared when they dropped those lights on it, and he was speeding. It didn't deny that. But to put 40 bullets in a kid sitting in the back seat of the car, that was just uncalled for.
What was their explanation for it, besides we were doing our job?
None.
He wasn't particularly resisting arrest. He couldn't...
But he was a part of the car, and the car had about 67 bullets in it that they pulled out. Now, you got two policemen sitting in there with guns shooting. You're going to run out of bullets, right? So how many guns did they use? Well, there are a lot of issues that are going to come up.
I was actually going to ask what kind of guns they would have, because I was thinking 8 shots.
And that's right, in a round.
Even if they had extra clips, I mean...
Thank you.
That means this chase or action would have taken place for, an hour or so then. No, I'm saying if they had handguns and they were shooting one at a time.
A lot of questions behind this case.